Harper Audio presents Scorpion Deception by Andrew Kaplan, performed by Paul Bamer. Prologue. Khorramshahr, Iran, 1986. The boy was next in line to be shot. He was thin, dark-haired, about 7, small for his age. He was younger than the other boys, most of them teenage Basiji volunteers for the front. They had been rounded up from schools and playgrounds across Iran to be Shahidan, martyrs. There weren't enough guns or ammunition for the Iranian forces fighting the Iraqis. The Basiji boys were sent unarmed to clear the minefields, with their bodies, ahead of the human wave attacks of Iranian army and Pasdaran Revolutionary Guard soldiers. Saddam Hussein has artillery. Iran has men, the Ayatollahs said. But the boys lined up were those who had panicked under enemy fire or ran when the first mine exploded. They had been brought to a warehouse parking lot near the port to be executed for cowardice. The warehouse's brick wall and the concrete pavement in front of it were stained red and pockmarked by bullets. The executions had gone on for almost an hour when it became the boy's turn. His small size caught the eye of the Pasdaran commander's wife, Ziba. In her black chadar, she was a common figure at these executions. Among the Baradaran of the Revolutionary Guard in Khorramshahr, the woman Ziba was called Mother Death. It was said she had more steel for the revolution in her than any man.
"What's that one doing there? He's too little for a Shahid," she said.
Her husband checked his clipboard.
"He's a Yahud,
a Jew, from Isfahan." There had been a recent execution of Jews, Zionist spies for Israel, in Isfahan. No doubt the boy's family had been caught up in it, she thought. What a pity. Such a good-looking little boy with beautiful brown eyes. Something in his eyes made her uncomfortable. They reminded her of her own son, Rahim. Two Pasdaran guards grabbed the boy and marched him toward the wall. There were some 40 bodies, stacked like wood. They were beginning to stink in the hot sun. Just then the sirens sounded, followed by the high-pitched sound of an incoming Iraqi shell.
"Incoming! Take cover!"
someone screamed, immediately followed by an explosion in the street. Everyone started running. There was a bomb shelter in the port, but there wasn't time to reach it. As Ziba ran for cover next to the wall, she heard the whistle of a shell sounding like it was coming right down on top of her.
"Allahu Akbar! God is great!"
It was all she had time to think or pray before it exploded in the parking area, killing 2 of the prisoners and scattering the rest. The force of the blast knocked her off her feet. She could smell the explosive and feel its hot wind on her skin. She got up and started toward the warehouse. As she did so, the little boy ran into her. She held him. He didn't try to get away, just looked up at her with those brown eyes. At that moment, she did something she was never able to explain to herself, perhaps because the shell had come so close and she'd almost just died. Or because before the revolution, her best friend in school, Fariza, had been Jewish. She grabbed the boy's arm and began running out of the parking area.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?